This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Rainbow Report, news and current affairs for the Rainbow community. From Joy 94.9, Australia's only full-time gay and lesbian radio station. And now, your host, Doug Pollard.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Rainbow Report on freedom of speech. The issue came to the fore last week with the exposure of Rabbi Shimon Cowen's speech to the Australian Family Association, in which he went to great lengths using not only theology and philosophy, which are his acknowledged specialities, but the full spectrum of discredited pseudo-scientific sources normally trotted out by the far-right Christian movement to attack the Safe Schools Coalition. Dr. Mary Lou Rasmussen is a senior lecturer in the Faculty of Education at Monash. She's an expert in the fields of sexuality and schooling, and she was one of the signatories to a letter calling on the university to disassociate itself from Rabbi Cowen and his views. She's my guest in the studio this evening, and we'll be talking to her in a little while. Mardi Gras has also been accused of stifling freedom of speech. First up, you may remember there was a row with the polyamory group. That is now happily resolved. Now it's the turn of the Raelians. Yes, the Raelians. They are a fringe religion with some unusual beliefs. They believe an advanced extraterrestrial race called Elohim created human beings. They also resurrected Jesus Christ through scientific cloning. Among other things, they generally encourage people to explore their sexuality, and they've been marching in Mardi Gras for the last 20 years. But this year, they pulled out when Mardi Gras wanted to censor their banner. I'll be talking to spokesperson Luke Roberts, otherwise known as Pope Alice. You can see a bit of a theme developing here, can't you? Freedom of speech runs head-on into religious freedoms. Nowhere is that clash more stark than in the Muslim world, yet this year, for the second time, there'll be a queer Muslim group marching in Mardi Gras, and they tell me that the Muslim community here in Australia is starting to get to grips with the issue. We'll talk to Alina Muhammad Ali. And finally, the Queensland candidate. No, not Kevin Rudd. No, not Peter Watson either. The young ALP candidate discovered the limits to free speech when he was caught out posting tweets equating homosexuality with pedophilia and Catholic brainwashing. No, not him. We'll be talking to Ryan Moore. He's the 19-year-old out gay ALP candidate for Glasshouse. He's waiting on the line, so we'll talk to him in just a moment. Good things come out of community radio. Ryan Moore was a volunteer at Brisbane Community Broadcaster 4ZZZ. He was inspired to join the Labour Party after a chance encounter with former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. He's been a fierce gay rights advocate since becoming politically active 2 years ago at the age of 17. And now he's running in the Queensland seat of Glasshouse, which is up on the Sunshine Coast, the hinterland of the Sunshine Coast. He's been much in demand today thanks to another young ALP candidate, Peter Watson, whose online anti-gay postings cost him the selection in his constituency. But we welcome Ryan to the programme now. Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening, Doug. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Have you been carefully censoring all your tweets and Facebook postings today now?
Oh, I really don't think I need to. I think this was somewhat of an anomaly for the ALP. And, we've got 88 other candidates, myself included, who are trying to create a better state. And, I think this is more or less just a small hiccup on the road to the election.
You're a bit under the pump up there in Queensland, aren't you, to put it mildly?
Well, it's a difficult election. I'm running in an LNP-held seat up here, but I think there's a lot of really, really good local candidates. I know there's a lot of other people in my group, and there's also some other gay people as well running. Most of them are really, really passionate about the state, well, all of them, rather. And, I think we're putting forward a great agenda by comparison to our opponents. Yeah. Well, that's all I can really say.
Well, it seems a little odd to those of us who live down here in Victoria that, you know, Queensland is not known for being the most gay-friendly of states. And yet you do have a number of gay candidates running. The civil unions bill that your party just put through, for example, had to take account of that by leaving out adoption. So
we did put through same-sex surrogacy, though. I would like to note that in spite of the opposition's fierce scaremongering on that issue. I went through the quotes the other day and some of them are just horrific, to say the least.
Well, you know, we do know that Bob Katter comes from Queensland, so we do know that you know there are, shall we say, a broad range of views up in that part of the world.
Very much so, very much so. Politics up here seems to be quite different to anywhere else.
Well, it certainly seems to be in the sense that there seem to be quite a few quite young candidates getting involved. As I just mentioned, the two of you, for example, in the Labour Party that I know of. Is that because people are more passionate about their politics up there, or is the Labour Party just a wee bit desperate for candidates?
Look, personally, in my area, I've lived here my whole life, so I know the area very, very well. And in that sense, there's a lot of local problems that people continually bring up and have brought up since I was a kid. And I would like the opportunity to help provide some solutions for those issues.
So you're standing in an area that you've actually lived in?
Yes, yes, yes. I've lived here for all of my very long 19 years. I love Mullaney and I love Glasshouse, and it's fantastic to have this opportunity to be able to run. I think in terms of other young candidates, it's more or less that the party is rejuvenating. One thing that we get continually accused of by the opposition is saying, oh, you know, stale and old. Well, that's just not true. I mean, we allow young people to participate in all of our political discussions, and now we've got a whole bunch of young candidates, which I think is fantastic and really says something about youth participation in politics, which often we don't have enough of.
Realistically, though, I mean, you're up against a fairly sizable LNP majority there, aren't you?
It's 5.81%, but that said, I more or less just consider the campaign a good opportunity to chat to people. If they want to vote for me, they will. If they don't want to vote for me, they won't. But at the end of the day, I think I've got a good chance. People here know me and they know what I stand for, and I've had really, really positive feedback so far. In fact, yesterday out door knocking, there was only one person I didn't know on a first name basis. So I think I hear community and that level of someone who stands up for the community really will come through on election day.
And even if it doesn't, and even if you don't manage to chip away all of that 5%, you've laid down groundwork for the future and you've got plenty of time to fulfill that future.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm presently focusing on the current election. I think this seat is very much so winnable. It'll be a tough contest, but I think the seat is winnable. But yeah, I am young and I've got, I think, well, I would hope a relatively long life ahead of me, barring any, you know, sudden health problems or something.
So what are the major issues up there in your constituency? I mean, what are the things that are most exercising people?
Education, health, and growth. I mean, in terms of education, that's one thing that people continually mention to me as an issue. In terms of what Labor's planning to do, we've got a really, really positive plan. We've got the Mind to Mind policy, which might sound a little bit astounding to people in other states, but when you've got kids moving from regional areas, the $4,000 that Premier Bligh has proposed to give to Year 12 students gives them a real opportunity to be able to pursue further training and study when you're in a regional area, you might feel somewhat stuck. And that's in real contrast to our opponents, who I think so far their centrepiece has been independent education, which I think is code word for abandoning public schools. And that's something I'm really passionate about.
Speaking purely personally, I never understand why private schools or indeed private hospitals should need public money. I mean, the whole notion to my mind is that it's that, you know, they're supposed to be competitive and they're supposed to be efficient. And why should we subsidize them if they can't stand on their own 2 feet? It just doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, a couple of people have messaged in when he says, you ought to get a life outside of politics first. What weirdos go into politics so young? You need life experience first.
Well, look, I'd say my family is small businesses. So when people talk about life experience, I mean, often people who run for politics, my opponent is a bureaucrat in terms of what I've done. I've been out there helping run a small business. I've been out there, like, the petrol station that my family runs is actually one of those full-on service stations. So you're out there pumping petrol for people in the rain and fielding local inquiries and whatever else. I can't see any better experience to have if you want to be a local MP, because you come and local issues in a really, really acute way. I think in terms of age, I mean, that's something that's really arbitrary. I mean, you really can't put a number on knowledge of the community. So, yeah, in terms of age, I don't think that's an issue at all.
Great. Well, the best of luck. I think you sound like you've been with a good chance there, because you're certainly very very clear and it's very focused. And I think you've probably got a great future ahead of you, particularly if Kevin turfs Julia out in the next few weeks.
Oh, God.
In the meantime, good luck up there in Glasshouse. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me, Doug. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. That was Ryan Moore there, the 19-year-old ALP candidate in Glasshouse. House up in the Queensland election, and of course, out gay.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.